This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine. You're with Paul Macca and Dave Allen. And our next guest...
Our next guest is Gary Wilson, and Gary is the Joy News Director, and it's an interesting subject, Gary, and thanks for giving your time, because as you probably know, Dave Allen is our newsreader, but also he's an occasional co-host, and he loves it. He loves it.
It's true, it is.
So I wanted to speak with you so our listeners can get a bit of a better understanding of what Joy News is about, how we approach it, how we read it, how we create it. So tell us about...
Well, it's a very independent sort of news service, and it's been going longer than even Saturday Magazine, so it's the longest running show.
Oh, my God. Shock horror.
Well pointed out, Gary.
It's obviously a very independent news service because we do it ourselves, and we're not influenced by other organisations that sort of pump the news at us, like Macquarie or whatever. And it's the we obviously target our community. Every news item has at least one LGBTI story in it.
So can I ask, Gary, when our listeners, they listen to the Joy News, how does that bulletin get created? Where do we source the information? I know we don't get, there's obviously always, a desire to have particular things in it, and I, acknowledge that, that Rupert Murdoch doesn't ring you up or Eddie McGuire or whoever and say, this is what's going to go in the news today. How do we create the bulletin and where do we source it?
Well, our sort of skeleton source, if you like, is with Australian Associated Press. We have an account with them. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit Sydney-centric and they're not quite radio-worthy, so we have to rewrite what their stories are into more radio-friendly terms. And then we grab from other sources as well, like The Advocate, the Star Observer, and many LGBTI sources as well.
I will say, to add to what you said then, Gary, about Australian Associated Press, they're actually the world's oldest newswire.
Yeah.
So that was developed here.
Oh, okay.
Here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was developed here in Australia. And they have improved, I will also add, Macquarie like this, since the Murdoch shareholding vanished a couple of years ago. Their writing has improved.
More independent.
Well, it couldn't have got worse.
Gary, hi, it's Paul here. We've got a training session happening here at Joy this morning, and Ando is live streaming this conversation with them. So if people wanted to get involved in reading the news, or either outside of someone's listening to us this morning, or with the group of trainees that we have listening to us right now, what would you say to those people?
Join. It's a great thing to do. It's usually... reasonably short shift. We read news on sort of basically for 2 hours, and it's probably an hour and a half preparation to get ready for the news, because we have to source the AAP and other sources as well, like ABC and SBS and so on, and then put that all together and get the news out. So it's a good way to get on air without having to get a program together every week, because the news is there. You just cut and paste, basically, and reorganise it.
Tell us, Gary, about... So there's... How many newsreaders does Joy have?
At the moment, I think it's about 20.
Okay,
full-time, but some of them do, like, one shift a fortnight.
Yep.
Some do one shift a week. Some do two shifts a week. So it's up to the person's time constraints and that sort of thing. There's... breakfast, and there's drive sections, obviously, with the shifts there, and there's also times of the weekend, obviously. Dave's there this morning. Yeah.
So there's 20 newsreaders, and they will, obviously, you know, in some cases, depending on the time span, they'll draw on previous bulletins. You know, they go to AAP. But it's really, it's also an opportunity for, you know, for the newsreaders and anyone wanting to be a newsreader to actually, I suppose, put a little bit of their own stamp on it, because, you know, obviously there are boundaries and processes, but it's actually an opportunity, isn't it, for them to to do that.
Rick, I'm training a person who's transgender at the moment, and they want to put out some more transgender stories, and I said, that's great, go for it, because that's what our community is about, and plenty of variety there as well. But we need to be objective. We can't sort of say, oh, right, I'd like to do all stories about Sydney and nothing else and leave Melbourne alone. Mm. Obviously, we need to grab the major news and to broadcast that.
And Gary, you touched an important point just there. You said you're training someone. One of the good things about Joy is that, you know, we have the academy here, but when someone gets in a position where they have to go to air, there's quite a support structure around them. And I think, you know, you as one of the long members of that team have been, you know, uniquely placed to train a whole bunch of people over the years. It really is a reason to come to Joy, because we do give that level of training and support to those individuals before we actually put a mic in front of them.
Every support given. Usually I have four practical training sessions, usually with me, sometimes with another newsreader, and with an experienced newsreader, and then when they do their first broadcast on their own, I'm listening. I'm there on the other end of the phone. If they need any help, I'm there. There's plenty of support.
Now, we've actually had, I mean, all our newsreaders play a really important role in Joy, and it's a talent that, you know, is quite an asset, and we've seen a number of our newsreaders in the past go on to other media organisations and and become household names, haven't we?
Yes. Well, there's one I'm thinking of. I forget the name, to be honest, but he's now the voice and face of Northern Territory ABC.
That's right. Yes.
And
James, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's him. Yep.
And
it's a good stepping stone for if you're into journalism. That sort of, we get a few journalism students, and that's great.
And Ricky G, otherwise known as Ricardo Concales at SBS.
Yep.
I mean, he's, you know, his role at SBS News is really he's playing a much greater role. So what are the what's the quickly, Gary? If people are interested in, you know, exploring this and, you know, seeing where it leads for them, how do they do that?
Now, I often get people who say, oh, I've got an accent of some sort, and I say, good, we need variety. We accept any sort of voice at all, as long as you have a reasonably clear voice. And we've got plenty of people with different accents as well. So I don't think that's a put-off. It's a bonus. If they want to join up the team, ND, that's news director, nd@joy.org.au, and that gets straight to me, and I'll reply within 24 hours.
Well, thank you, and thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us. When Saturday Magazine, on the rare occasion, doesn't have a news bulletin, we miss it, because it's often a lead into a story that we're doing or something that we want to comment on. And I know for so many other shows how important it is. So thanks for your work, Gary, and thank you to all the newsreaders who do our news. Like pretty much all of us here, it's voluntary.
And independent.
Yes, and independent. Yes. So it's important for people to know that. I hope you get flooded with interest on this, Gary.
Because, yes, got a few vacancies.
Yeah, it would be great to... you know, have some more. So thanks for your work, mate. It is really important. I appreciate it. And
thank
I
you.
Know lots of people on the station do as well, and our listeners. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time this morning.
A pleasure. That was Gary Wilson, the news director at Joy. And if you're interested, you know, in having a chat with him, becoming a newsreader on Joy, contact him, ND, which stands for news director, nd@joy.org.au, and he'll get back to you. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.